Okay, so this is a relaxation exercise. It's the cloud diffusion exercise. And so what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy. Relax your arms and legs. Find a comfy spot for your head. Close your eyes. And what I'd like you to do just for the first few seconds is focus on your breathing. Breathing in nice and deep, in through the nose. Really noticing the movement of the air coming in through the nose. And exhaling and letting that breath go out through the mouth. Exhaling through the mouth, breathing out through the mouth. And just feel your whole body relax as you let that breath out. And then taking another nice, long, slow, deep breath into seven. Good, and exhale, and let that breath all the way out. Feel your shoulders dropping down, your jaw releasing, your hands relaxing. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and exhaling and letting go. Just feel everything releasing as you let that breath out. And as you exhale, just imagine blowing your worries, your sadness, your troubles, your anxiety. Just blowing it far, far away. Whatever is bothering you, just imagine blowing it far, far away as you exhale. So nice deep breath in through the nose. Good. And exhaling and letting go. Good. Let that breath out. Blow those worries, that sadness, that frustration. Blow it all away. Blow the confusion away. Blow all your worries away. And so what I'd like you to do is imagine as you continue to breathe nice and slow and deep in through the nose and out through the mouth, I'd like you to imagine a nice big favorite, your favorite, most favorite, big, white, colorful cloud, whatever you choose, either a white cloud, a colorful cloud, just coming, settling down right beside you, so close that you could climb on top of that cloud, completely protected, completely safe, and you could take off on that cloud slowly to a wonderful fantasy. So as you breathe nice and slow in through the nose, exhaling out through the mouth, just imagine that big cloud, fluffy cloud, be it a white cloud, a colorful cloud, a cloud of one color, many colors, just sitting right beside you. And you could climb on top of that cloud and you could take off slowly, going up further and further into the sky, very slowly. Feel the fluffiness of the cloud and the soft but support you get sitting on the cloud, laying on the cloud. It's fluffy, but it's supportive. And that cloud is wraps around you like a cozy chair, supporting you entirely. And slowly, with every exhalation, that cloud begins to lift off. Lifting off of the ground, just a few inches or centimeters, drifting upwards, you can feel the gentle movement. Like being in a hot air balloon, but it's your own, your very own cloud. Floating upwards towards the magical blue of the sky. The sky is clear, completely clear with the exception of this cloud. Floating upwards, softly, slowly, comfortably, wondering where this magical fantasy is going to take you, Where are you going to go on this cloud of yours? And this white puffy cloud continues to float upwards through the sky. And if any thoughts or worries pop into your mind, I'd like you to choose, if you may, to visualize them, to picture them as heavy water droplets. And as you exhale, as you take your breath out, as you let that breath go, you can blow these water droplets away as if they're bubbles. These worries appear like bubbles in front of you. And as you exhale, you can blow them away as you continue on this peaceful, soft journey, crawling upwards, drifting farther, farther. And those worries get farther and farther away. So whatever thoughts and feelings that you have that would interfere with this fantasy, this journey, just put them in a bubble, and as you exhale, blow that bubble away and see that bubble floating off, disappearing. And as your cloud continues to move upwards, drifting easily through the sky, an inquisitive, a curious little bird comes swooping by, flying in and down, around, up and down. And it lands beside you on the cloud, looking at you, confused, curious, interested. It's looking at you as if to say, come play with me. Then it spreads its wings and it takes off again from the cloud, flying up and down, around, soaring around the cloud, floating up on a soft breeze. The bird is free. And the cloud, the magical fantasy cloud, wants to follow the bird. And you too are curious and want to follow the bird, wondering where it might lead you. And below, you can easily gaze down and see the tops of the trees, the blue of the river, the lakes, the green and brown of the land, rooftops. And you're completely safe and comfortable in this cloud. There's nothing to bother you. There's nothing to disturb you. You're completely safe where you are. You can look down, though. You can see a silver ribbon of a river below. And then glimpsing off, looking off into the distance, you can see a rainbow. Clear rainbow arched high in the heavens. And the bird seems to have sensed it there as well. And the bird is flying towards it. It's curious. And as you come closer to this bright, huge, beautiful rainbow, you marvel at the colors in the rainbow. You're amazed. They're shining, they're glistening. Each color seems to somehow be shaded with silver. It's a pure, beautiful, bright color, glistening with silver. Unlike any color you've ever seen. And the bird first takes you to the mother of pearl, the opal color, the white glistening silver, pink, yellow, blue, mother of pearl, just like the inside of a shell. It's beautiful, white, but has a depth of sparkling color in it. The delicate shell, like colors of an early dawn. The pearly color then leads you into a soft golden orange, the way the sun glows when the sun is coming up. It's the sun's healing, calming energy. And your cloud floats amongst that color, healing you, calming you. And now the bird takes you to a soft green. Green is the color of growth, of little plants, new leaves, grass. You too can grow and change. Each and every day you're alive, you can learn new things. You can change the way you think and change the way you feel. Each and every day you can grow stronger in different ways. Green is the color of growth. And then the bird, the curious bird, takes you to the blue in the rainbow. The blue is the symbol of heaven. And it's your imagination, the blue of heaven. The bird really enjoys this color. Blue is the symbol of calmness, peacefulness, comfort. And slowly the blue changes into purple in the rainbow. Purple is the color of thinking, reflecting, wondering, gaining a new sense of yourself. And the bird is weaving in and out around the colors of the rainbow. And soon you and the bird will return home. But as you float safe and comfortably amongst the colors in your cloud, I'd like you to take a moment to think about something that was recently bothersome to you, that was recently got you frustrated, angry, sad, or worried. I want you to bring that to mind. I want you to remember where you were as you float high up in the heavens. Remember who was there. What did they say or do? What did you say or do? What was happening? What did you want? What did you feel? Just bring those things to mind as you float there on the cloud. Remembering especially, what were you feeling? Were you feeling sad, frustrated, hopeless, angry, hurt, embarrassed? Were you feeling bad about yourself? Anxious, worried about what they may think or you might think? What were you thinking? What were you feeling? What did you want? In that situation, what did you want most? And bring to mind what you wanted most. And as you float in your cloud, I want you to take some deep breaths. And as you exhale, I want you to blow that situation away. Blow it farther and farther away. Imagine that situation in pictures. Put those pictures inside some bubbles. And as you exhale, blow it away. Blow it far, far away. Taking some nice, long, slow, deep breaths. Exhale, picture the situation, put them in bubbles, and blow it away. Blow it far, far away. And do that again. Good. And do it again. Good. And as I'm quiet, Do it a few more times until you can get that situation, those thoughts, those feelings. Get that situation far, far away. The farther you can get away, the better you have to think about it calmly. So breathing in nice and deep in and blow it away. Good. Another deep breath in. Good. So again, just taking a moment to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? What did I want most in that situation? Was there something I wanted to say, something I wanted to do, something I wanted help with? What did I want? And then make a decision what you want to do about that. Just one small thing you want to do. What is one small thing? And that may be simply sharing the situation with someone, going up to talk to somebody about how they made you feel, talking to somebody about what you wanted, what you'd prefer, saying no, whatever it might be. Just think to yourself, what's one thing I can do? Good. And we always just start with one thing. Just one small thing you can do. And if you think back a few months ago, there were situations that were bothersome to you, like when you got hit in the nose with the ball. That day, that situation was really bothersome. But thoughts and feelings come and go. Things that were bothersome to us a few months ago, a few weeks ago, a day ago, don't even bother us anymore. So it makes sense to learn a way of getting distance from thoughts and feelings so we can decide what we want to do about them. So in a moment, we're going to travel back down, return to your home, to your backyard, on your cloud. And you're going to feel calmer. You're going to feel more refreshed. You're going to have an idea in mind how you want to handle that situation. And whatever you decide, it doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be right, it just has to be an idea. Just one thought that comes to mind. Good. So imagine yourself floating back down now. You can see the rainbow getting farther and farther away. You can feel yourself moving down. The temperature is changing. Perhaps it's a little disappointing to be leaving this magical fantasy. But keep in mind, whenever you're feeling upset or worried or frustrated, you can return to this magical fantasy to help you enjoy some more calm, to help you decide what to do in any situation. This can be an exercise that you can do to relax your mind, to relax your body, to help you focus on something, one thing you can do. This exercise is always here for you whenever you need it. And you can do it by listening to the recording or in your own mind, whatever makes sense to you. So drifting farther down, drifting down, feeling a little more relieved. You have a calming idea in mind as to how to handle the situation, feeling a little more relaxed, floating downwards. And the bird is taking off now as you reach the ground. The bird is going back up to the rainbow to inquire, to investigate some more. Saying goodbye to the bird, but knowing you'll see the bird again. The bird is your friend. And so when you're ready, you can return to the room around you, feeling a little calmer, a little more relaxed, a little more refreshed.